mixture.
With regards to the sample of ESAR meth, were you able to draw an inclusion and a statistical probability of weight to that?
Yes.
I'd like to turn to the next slide and have you explain what we're seeing by way of the statistical probability of pulling somebody random out of the database or population that would match that of ESAR meth and that question sample.
Okay, so this is going to get a little complicated now. To develop these statistical models, what we do is we take a profile, a YSCR profile, and we enter it into a database. And this database is what that SWID dam, that governing body tells us to. It's called the US YSTR database. And we determine whether within that database there's any matching YSTR profiles that, or if there is no match, if there is nobody within that. That doesn't quite work when you have a mixture, because you don't have a single profile to actually enter into this database. So to develop what are called YSTR mixture stats, we have to determine all the possible combinations that would generate to give you the Y mixture that we found in the evidence. So just as an example, if we were looking at two locations on the evidence, just two, and we've got a lot more than that, but if we were looking at just two, and at location one we had a 9 and a 10, and at location two we had an 11 and a 12, we would have to look into that database for all different combinations of those two markers. So 9, 10, or 9, 11, 9, 12. 8-11, 8-12, and so on and so forth. Now keep going all the way, because there's 17 of them here. So we are looking for all different, every single different combinations of different haplotypes that could make this particular YSTR mixture. Finding how many YSTR profiles are within that database, compared it to how many total profiles are in that database, to generate a frequency that we will then report on. In this particular case, we were looking at the database size and down to this, the bullet points down here. The combination of all possible haplotypes, and haplotype is just another term for a YSTR profile. So all of those combinations we put into this database, and we were able to find 15 different combinations that matched YSTR profiles within this database. And the database size is 25,787 individuals. Again, all males. Well, that isn't conservative enough for forensic DNA scientists. We are a very, very conservative natured group. We want to remove all bias from a particular profile. So we also generate what's called a confidence interval. Now we're going back to statistics class. So that 15 times in 25,787, that is a frequency. A frequency of how many times we saw that within our database. But we want to make a more conservative estimate of that. So we take that number and we put a bell curve around it. So this is our number, but we're going to generate what's called a confidence interval, a 95% confidence interval. So this is the data point that we got, but we want all data points around it that in which we're 95% confidence our true number is in that location. Now this will give us a more conservative and a less conservative value on both sides of the number that we've generated. We're only worried about the most conservative side. We want to make this profile give you the statistic that is the most conservative when equated to this particular counting method that we do. A lot of statistical kind of things that are going on there, but in the end, it generates a very conservative probability that equates to this a number that we generate and then our report on. So that what's in red is essentially that very conservative 95% confidence interval that we will then use as the statistic for the evidentiary profile. In this case, this YSTR mixture rarity is you will if you grab someone at random, and mind you, male. If you grab a male at random from the population, the probability that they would be included in this mixture is about 1 in every 1,142 individuals.